This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I guess we'll talk about the thing that made some waves. The video that we put out there, Keith put out there, 92.3 The Fan on Twitter, Twitter reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
Have you listened back to it, by the way, or no?
I was curious how it was cut, so I think I listened last night when I first got home, and then when I got to the restaurant, because I was waiting on the girls. And then I did not go back to the video at all.
Because it is the loudest I've ever heard you. And so I did at some point want to listen back just to be like, did I hear it right as it was going on? Like at one point, I think you texted me and said, you said, Vanessa said I look scared in the video. I think I was trembling a little bit. Yeah. Like I think I genuinely was in the moment like, he's very mad. This is, and I knew to shut up and just kind of let you go. But also in the same breath, I also knew I don't think I've ever heard you that mad. And so I wanted to kind of sink that in as well. But like, I listened back to it and you were just as mad as I remembered.
Yeah, it's interesting. By the way,
you were just as loud as I remembered.
Vanessa did say that. And then her second question was, how many views you get on the video? And I was like, we don't get paid off that. That's just an extra thing we do to promote the show. But about 50,000 so far. Not that that matters, is what I'm saying. No, but...
And views matter more than likes.
But yeah, my Twitter has been just not even worth combing through. So if you've sent a nice response, thank you to any of our videos, honestly, yesterday, because we had a couple videos.
I think we had four different videos that hit like 30,000 impressions.
Which now it sounds like we're like bragging about that. We promise. The point is...
We can humble the videos really quick. I think it only had like 100 likes on it. If you want to humble it really quick,
that's
we can
true.
Do it.
And by the way, the responses were pretty personal, so there was some humbling there anyways, but...
Were they personal?
Yes, it's Twitter.
Yeah, that always works that way.
And in fairness,
I didn't check the comments. Typically I enjoy going through the comments to see how they refer to us, especially on YouTube, because we don't have our names on the video. Mm-hmm. So I think it's just really funny that you're guy with the backwards hat.
And then
I tend to just be guy that isn't wearing a backwards hat, mm-hmm. and they just kind of go from there.
Like today, would they call you forwards hat?
I don't know what they'll do today. I purposely wore a hat yesterday to see if maybe I would be frontward facing hat guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wearing one today. We'll see what happens. But I don't have a good nickname on YouTube yet.
I like the idea that we coordinate the direction of our hats just to really throw YouTube off.
Well, we need the identifiers. Clearly,
yeah,
we need something for people on YouTube to say.
Because we're like the same guy. There's no visual difference between you and I that anyone could clue in on. But obviously, I had an impassioned, emotional rant, and it's less about, it should be noted, it's less about Isaiah Bond, and it's more about the cacophony of crap that is rolled downhill in the last, And it's not even just Barry and Stefanski. It's the Haslam ownership. Well, in fairness, Ken responded today. And I will say that I appreciate the way Ken approached this.
Yeah.
Where Ken was, and this might even be some of the clip here, because I haven't been able to listen to his response, how we cut it yet. He was very responsible. I didn't take any objection of what he said, but here's what it was Ken's response to me on the Isaiah Bond signing.
I disagree when he mentions the Eagles and say they got their Super Bowl. It's like, okay, so they're bad. They're 3-14, and this doesn't make anything better. But would it be all right if they won Super Bowls? Would it be all right if they were a playoff team every year?
I think most fans would say yes.
Yeah. Again, Nick, I respect you. This is beyond show stuff. I respect Nick, okay? But when you're saying, well, the Eagles got a Super Bowl for their indiscretions. All right. Well, you just said it right there. Because if they did, Super Bowl shouldn't matter if we're going to be that upset about it. If we're going to be that mad, Super Bowls and winning shouldn't matter. So where do we draw the line? Because like I look at a Chiefs fan. I'm sure Chiefs fans, they celebrated Patrick Mahomes. They celebrated Travis Kelce. They tolerated Tyreek Hill. They tolerated Andy Reid's son. I think that they wish that their players wouldn't be out of line. I think they wish that their players wouldn't allegedly, wouldn't have charges against them.
So I think this is a fair rebuttal. And one of the things that I did see in some of the mentions of, I don't care what these players do, I just want to win. And I think my retort to that is like, where's the thing that you can, because it's not just about on-field results. Although it's a fair thing to say, the shenanigans are much more tolerable so when, I think that, when I winning's think there.
That's where Ken had a disagreement with the take, was the idea that why is it okay if you're winning, but then when you're not winning, it all of a sudden becomes not okay. Like, where's that line, I think, is what Ken was trying to figure out.
And by the way, it's not okay when it's winning. It's just, it's less front of the mind. And I guess maybe the point that I was trying to make in the big picture of the entire argument, because it's not really even about Isaiah Bond. Like, you can quote specifics to this case, and I thought there was a lot of cherry-picking, not from Ken and Anthony, but from people online about, on both sides of whether they're going to do due diligence on Isaiah or sign him, that I think people were missing the point. It's not just about Isaiah Bond. It is Devin Bush, who played well, by the way, last year. It is Quinshon Judkins. It's Perrion Winfrey. It's Deshaun Watson. Those are five names. I've forgotten probably five more that I could just riff off, that somebody listening might be riffing off in their car.
Right. And why are we always the team that gives off the second chances?
Well, but it's also, where's the thing that you can hang your hat on as a Browns fan? Because it's not like the reputation of the owner. It's not like the reputation of the team wins, losses, or who they are. Right? It's certainly, they've been mired in the midst of this ugly battle with the city, even though I sided with the team. Man, that wasn't fun. Like, there's no redeeming thing that you can point to and pound your chest at with a fan.
Mm-hmm.
And when the thing that I think you're most synonymous for right now is leading the league in potential suspensions for domestic violence or otherwise, that is just, and I'll be honest with you, because I think this bears... I bought into the Deshaun Watson where I sterilized any emotion on that. And I said things like, well, 32 teams would go from Baker Mayfield to Deshaun Watson. So the logic is there around the league. Hey, innocent until proven guilty. And then I watched as the chickens came home to roost on that entire situation. And cultural issues, and I do think, I think the idea that the only thing that culture is in sports is just, are you winning enough? I think that's an incredibly reductive take.
Mm-hmm.
I think there are teams that have lost where, yes, because they've had more losses than wins, their culture has not been what it is when you're 13-4. But there's always been a set culture in Baltimore that when they draft guys or sign guys who have problematic accusations, whatevers, that there's an idea of, oh, I think you, this might be a good situation for this person to step into.
Yeah, and I've argued on the idea that everyone thinks that the Eagles culture is awesome because we have a lot of evidence last year, even when winning a Super Bowl, that it wasn't awesome. The head coach and the quarterback were fighting right before the postseason got underway. The wide receiver was reading books on the bench. Like, there's a lot of things you can point to.
So it just comes back to the idea of, again, like, I just think seeing this on the opposite side of the Deshaun Watson thing, that wasn't worth it. And maybe a Super Bowl win would have made it worth it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I don't know, because I saw Browns fans scream at each other because of the heinous things Deshaun was sued for, accused of, and paid settlements for. And I saw neighbors turning on neighbors over it. I don't know if Super Bowl would have been worth the Watson wars. I know it would have been a hell of a lot more worth it than whatever the last 3 years has been.
It would have been a lot more fun than what the past 3 years have been, for
but
sure.
It just comes back to the idea of, yeah, I think after the Watson thing, I give you no quarter. I don't. Like, you have to, if you're an organ, listen, I'm going to root for the helmet. I'm going to root for what my association is with the Browns until the day I die. I am a Browns fan. I don't change that. I couldn't change it if I wanted to, because it's cloaked in the DNA of my sports fandom, because to me it means family. But yeah, if my family screws up and if my family brings shame to my family name, mm-hmm. I'm going to have something to say about it. Mm-hmm. And just because they might do excellent things in other fields doesn't suddenly make that shame go away.
Right.
Does it make it maybe more palatable? Sure. But the fact that the organization, this is maybe where we land the plane on it, the fact the organization has not learned a damn thing with any of these missteps, that maybe they're not the culture, they're not the team that has whatever recipe, whatever sweet tasting gumbo that you can bring guys with troubles on, and they perform on the field and stay clean off the field outside of Kareem Hunt. And again, that started with another regime here. The idea that they just haven't learned their lesson might be the biggest shame of them all.
That's fair. It's a fair rebuttal. You know where I side on this. I typically tend to side on the idea of I separate athletes from athletes or from excuse me. I separate the actor from the, what am I, why am I blanking now?
The artist from the art. Yeah.
I threw myself in such a loop there. I basically had an aneurysm on the air, so thank you for that. Yeah. You're so wrapped up in your 3 minutes of, I was like, wait, oh, it's my turn? Let me just completely word vomit all over this place. I apologize.
Oh, no, I apologize.
So anyway, I separate the art from the artist. I always typically have, and I think that Deshaun Watson made me start to do that. That was the problem, is Deshaun, like the beginning portion of that, to justify Deshaun and the Browns bringing him in, which me and you shouldn't have to try to justify that. That should just be, okay, that's your reality. Let's try to maneuver through this. But I started to look at life that way and sports that way. And so I don't get as hung up on this stuff. I really truthfully don't. But the Browns are not the team that at this point could be going after it the way that they have been. And yesterday was just an awful day of just not reading the room and not understanding that after the Judkins news, we didn't want to hear anything else. And we were tired of talking about allegations and assaults and everything that was after it. And it just felt like a day that capitalized on itself.
Yeah, and I think there's a habitual thing with Stefanski, Barry, this iteration of the Browns. They consistently don't read the room, or they read the room and don't care what it says back to them.
Well, and that's the real result, right? Is that, I mean, this was, for as long as I've been stammering and telling people they don't care, they can say everything they want in a press conference, they don't care. It was just more further proof. They truthfully do not care what you do away from the football field.
But the truth is, I didn't take a single ounce of umbrage to what Ken said because he is allowed to have that opinion, and as are you. Like, I thought it was interesting that I was trying to express my emotion yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't really trying to tell anybody how to think. And I know that is an occupational hazard, and I know that that is something that we do. And the reality is, you can high road, or you can soapbox, or you can slice this specific conversation in a million different directions. And I'm not going to tell you what I think, but I will tell you, there are times where I think, and I try and separate the art from the artist of myself as a sports talk show host and you, the fans. Yesterday, that was Nick Wilson, the fan. That was a guy who was just ready for something redeemable. And listen, I don't want to make it seem like there are good guys. We were talking about this yesterday. Wyatt Teller, I think, is a good guy. Joe Batonio is a good guy.
Yeah.
I think Miles is a bit immature. I don't think Miles is a bad guy, no matter how many speeding tickets he gets. Denzel Ward is a local kid done great. There are so many good dudes that I get frustrated that inevitably you can't enjoy them to the same degree in a losing environment because of that. But like, my kid went to Browns Fest this year, the training camp.
Yeah.
I was very happy to have her do those things. The puppy drive they do every single year. It's not as if everything they touch turns to some sort of putrid state. But there's not enough of that, and there's not enough juice worth the squeeze. And I don't think we should just hide. And I'm not saying anybody's doing that. It's tough to just hide behind, well, I see the logic in it, and nobody really cares about this stuff, so I shouldn't care.
Well, it's odd because it just feels like the front office doesn't care. But not only do they not care, it feels like they look at this as almost an advantage.
Yeah.
They look at it like, if we can get this guy, because he seems to be damaged goods, the rest of the league won't touch him. Here's our chance now to go ahead and get some value here. They don't look at Isaiah Bond as somebody that was alleged to have done something. They look at him as, oh, that's a second-round pick. Some people projected first-round pick, and now we have a chance to get him for nothing and add to our team, and it's just a different way of thinking.
Quick hits coming up at 2:40. We've got Sean Salisbury, buddy of JP's, buddy of mine. He's been on my show quite a bit, or my old show. I shouldn't say my show because it's our show. Sean Salisbury coming up at 4, host of the Sean Salisbury Show on 790 in Houston. We will get Brian Billick, Super Bowl-winning head coach. That's at 5:20. Daryl Ryder joining us at 6 as we get you ready for preseason game number 2. Will Dylan Gabriel play? Who the hell knows? Guardians Braves as well coming up in Cleveland. But the thing we ignored most with the Isaiah Bond due diligencing in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.